Joining us on the line, Cape Breton Regional Municipality Mayor Cecil Clark. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. Good to be with you.
Thank you for taking the time to join us this morning. And is there anything new? Do we have any light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, we do, Dave, but we also have the precautionary messages we're seeing coming out of especially Ontario about going too fast as well. And that is why Dr. Strang and the province have had while inconvenient measures that are for our well-being, and we've been abiding by it. But as a municipality, we're trying to cope and open things up more. As a council, yesterday in our meeting, we clarified there will be heavy garbage, but it'll be in September so that people can plan for that and will be more prepared in terms of the collection. We talked about the fact that our residents deserve some brightening up of our lives. We're not going to be going very far, so the community beautification, putting out hanging baskets and banners to brighten our downtown so that when we can congregate, we'll do it in a way that celebrates us being in our own communities, making sure we have money in place for not-for-profit and charities that are suffering right now. We approved a funding up to $10,000 per organization based upon match provincial funding. As you know, and I know you're hearing from your listeners, there's a lot of great, good organizations that are volunteer-led that are seeing that they're going to struggle with operating costs, and we're trying to address that as well. So as we come through this now on a recovery basis, we're looking at how we get staff back to work in administrative buildings, doing it in a thoughtful manner with protective processes in place, as well as making sure as people can congregate. And we know there's some confusion over what our family bubbles. People saying, look, I'm seeing, a large this group of people in public. Well, if they're a family together versus people that are just congregating. So we've got a lot of recovery working efforts, but we're also, as a municipality, trying to respond to citizen needs as well, Dave.
So the everyday work that would have been going on at this time, I'm talking about construction work, road repair, that sort of stuff that would have been done normally, that will continue now?
Absolutely. We've put out some initial tenders. I know I see the province is ramping up as the asphalt plants get started work in our region. I know a lot of advocacy being done. One thing, especially with listeners, but also as a driver myself, the Reserve Street and Reserve Thoroughfare will hopefully this summer have the upgrades. I know MLA Jeff McClellan's been working on getting that secured by listening to our concerns as we try to do the municipal work. We have a huge body of work related to the infrastructure and wastewater for the Glace Bay and area, but we have a large amount of road work throughout the CBRM thanks to our stimulus efforts with provincial and federal government. People are going to see a lot more sidewalk work done this year to the tune of a couple of million dollars for restoration and repair and renewal. So in the coming weeks, we're going to see that ramping up even more. And thankfully, the weather, while it's a little wet today, it's got a lot warmer. And this is going to help get people back to work doing much-needed infrastructure, Dave.
So did you ever sit back and just scratch your head and say, why does our region have such a need and a want for a big garbage day, a heavy garbage day? There are lots of other regions that don't have that available to them. Am I correct?
Yeah, and part of it is just what systems they would have in place in their municipal units. And so some municipalities have it that they just take larger amounts of garbage and or larger items on a regular basis. But, what we do know here is that, a lot of people have done, when I look at it, a lot of renovations, a lot of home activities, and ultimately it creates waste. Managing it in a responsible way rather than it being discarded illegally in our woods area is what we've been focused on the most. But it has been, when you have tens of thousands of tons of waste, best to manage it this way.
Are you a little worried, though? Are you a little worried about it, illegal dumping being done more because of the delay?
What we've seen is because we've opened up Sparrow Road, it has been very busy for those that are doing regular waste management and disposal.
Right.
The north side will open up with its once-a-month disposal as well at the old public works facility. So for those that have waste, what we've seen is extraordinary numbers of people that are doing the social distancing and doing the protective measures to get rid of waste. What we've seen as well from our solid waste and our police is that there has not been and a spike or increase in illegal dumping, but there is some, and it's regrettable that on any occasion people would see to do that. One of the things I'm hearing, Dave, from a lot of citizens, and there was a cleanup by some citizens in Glace Bay, socially distancing, is just litter in our communities. People are really feeling like, okay, when can we get out and try to clean up our home areas? We have, I can't explain that one to you, why our region has a higher ratio of just public litter and trash places. So we normally will, so we're going to try to respond and have community cleanups when we're able to do it in a safe way. And that's why with heavy garbage, for those that have summer projects that they're planning, a lot of people have taken to doing the fix-up and repair work. Having September as heavy garbage cleanup will allow for all that to be done in one swoop.
Okay, I'm going to leave you with this question. I know you're busy today, and I don't want to take up too much of your time, but at the end of the day, and there will be an end, eventually this will come to some sort of conclusion. Are you worried, as the head of a municipality that's going to say, how are we going to pay for all of this?
So we've been very mindful of that, and even the items about beautification and supporting, we've been very mindful of our dollars. We were working very hard building up reserves. We already have cost-saving measures in place. We are forecasting right now a potential $4 million deficit based on current activities and without the supports for things like transit that's over $1.2 million in projected deficit and costs. So we're working with the province, and I know everything from the Federation of Canadian Municipalities, Nova Scotia Federation of Municipalities, we're all working to say at this point, municipalities have not received any federal, provincial, direct financial support for our operations, and that will be a factor for us to close that gap. But we will, in every way possible, always stay within budget, Dave. But we did come into deficit by just over $200,000 because of COVID in the last fiscal year.
Well, Mayor Clark, as usual, thanks for taking our call today. We're going to keep these calls on sort of like a bi-weekly basis, that just to stay in touch.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. And as we have more recovery efforts, we'll really be talking about how to get back to normal day-to-day life as best we can. Dave, thank you again.
Thank you, Mayor Clark, for taking our call this morning. Cecil Clark is mayor of the Cape Breton Regional Municipality.